one of the big chachmas of Rashitz. Rashitz. It says about the Alter Rebbe, the Alter Rav. And he used to, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he used to have like any yontif, he had a very, very high davening. The whole Olam would be in Bechias. They didn't even know where they were. As soon as the davening was over, they would have like a l'chaim and they would make a kiddush, and the Alter Rebbe would crack jokes. Everybody would be laughing and making vartlach. And they didn't even know where they were after that. So one of the inyanim in Rav Shitz, although I didn't hear it from my Rebbe that he explained it this way, but I think that this is true, and he just didn't want to explain it this way. But it's Purim, so I'm going to try. I think I can explain it this way, and I think that it's honest. Is that the reason why it's tzaddik, that after he makes a big maimed of Kedusha, the whole oilam is in tears, and the big hisayrus and tshuva, the Samar used to do this also. Right afterwards, it's all gone. Washes it away, as if like it never happened. The reason why is because whenever there's a big maimed of Kedusha, and there's a big coil and there's a big rash, then the Sitra Acha hears about it, and he comes to investigate it, and he wants to know, hey, what's this big rash which I hear? What's this big noise? He makes his way over and he looks to see, and if he sees that it was Taka, a big madman, or there was a tzaddik there that could really be more the oilam, he's afraid that he's going to make a big mafal against him. So he makes a malchama against the oilam and against the tzaddik. So the reason why the tzaddik, after the whole maimon, has to make it as if it didn't exist is because when the satan would come, he's going to look and he's just going to say, there's nothing going on over here. You didn't just, you know, telling stories and making jokes and schmoozing, nothing going on over here. When a person is cognizant about not what's going on in the world that he sees, but in the oilam is what's going on, That's called chachma. He's able to be knowing b'chachma because he takes into account much more than just what his eyes see. So this is the chor of the pshat also when it comes to the dreidel. What was the whole end of the dreidel? The dreidel that the Yidden were making, learning Torah b'rabim in the times of the Yevanim. There was a gzeir against that. They made a gzeir against Talmud Torah b'rabim because it's a very big mitzvah. And they saw it as a threat. Because the dreidels, I'm going to tell you in a second. So, because the whole Indian of Yavan was their chachma. Chachma chitzoinis is called. But they thought that they were very wise with all of their chachma and all their knowledge. And they were threatened by the chachma of Torah, which is the real chachma. So they make Zeris, that Klai Sokon learn Torah v'Rabim. They don't let them learn Torah. What happens is that they would learn Torah, and then the Yavanim, all the officers would come, but they would see that they were spinning dreidel. Right? Why were they spinning dreidel? And that's good for the sinyan, because when there's a big maimed of Kedusha, and there's Torah, and there's so on, and then the Sitra Acha comes to see what's going on, because they're threatened by it, so you're playing dreidel. You're like, there's nothing going on over here. We're just shooting the bees, you know, spinning toys, and so on and so forth. That's all. That's why in Chodesh Tishrei, Tishrei is the biggest month of the year, right? Tishrei, Shana, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, wah! Right? It makes it, the Sitra Acha is very, very nostalgic. As soon as Tishrei is over, right, you usher in Cheshvan, nothing going on in Cheshvan. No, there's nothing going on. As if nothing happened in Tishrei. As if nothing was there. You would think that after Tishrei there would be some Rishim of Kedusha, that there would be, you know, able to ease your way back into the, you know, out of the Yom Tov. No, nothing. There's nothing going on over here. Nothing going on. No, it's passion. Nothing going on. The same thing is true in the Megillah. You find the same thing in the Megillah. Because, you know, the Megillah is a big story. There's one big story about the Nefila of Haman. The rise of power of Mordechai and Esther, and the Nefila of Haman, Achashevish, the killed that all these Amalekim. Right? Big, big maimed. How does the Megillah end? And it was an Achashevish, and you made taxes on the taxes over here, taxes over there, right? As if the whole thing was just, you know, it's not even a safer. It's the whole thing. You walk away from the Megillah thinking, this is the climax? Hey, the climax in the middle, where Mordechai is riding around, and at the end of the thing, he's just telling you stories about, you know, details, petty details about Achashverosh did the taxes he put on the different communities. Was it high? Is to make it as if there was nothing going on? Nothing going on. That's also why you find that by Mordechai, as soon as he saw that there was victory at hand, and he was parading around, and there was the Yeshua was near for Klal Yisrael, immediately after that, what does Mordechai do? He goes back to the Shar HaMelech, and he sits at the Shar HaMelech Pesach Veifa. Nothing, as if nothing happened. As if nothing happened. He erased the whole thing. Erased the whole thing. He took all the Rash Gadol, the big Rash, and he made it as if there was nothing. That's why it says that Mordechai was Yoshev B'Shar HaMelech. Shar is that he takes Rash, the Rash, the Kedusha, the Kol Rash Gadol, and he turns it into just a Shar. He's just sitting by the Shar, shooting the bees, you know, I'm just sitting around. Nothing's going on. Nothing happened. I'm just sitting around, just sitting by the gates, doing what I always do. It wasn't a spoiler at all. Shouldn't see any Roshim which was left from it. So this is the pshat that Pinchas Karatzi says. Yeah, you're very lucky.
Yeah,
Pinchas Karatzi says this is why, after the giving of the first luchos have to be followed by the breaking of the luchos. Because since it was such a big maim at the Kedusha, you couldn't have any rush of it. So it was orchestrated that there should be a shvira of the luchos, so that there should be no remembrance, should be no roishim left of the giving of the luchos. Oh,
Rabbi,
can you bomb her? Unbelievable. So the Chorv, this is a pshat in the pasuk in Tehillim. Huh? Pashas too, yeah. This is a pshat. It says the pasuk in Tehillim. It says Bayam Darkecha. It says that Hashem, Shvilcha b'mayim rabim, that Hashem He takes us through the Yamsuf. What does it say after that? Ve'kvaisecha loy naidav. You know what that means? Ikvei secha means even when Hashem makes a yamsuf and you walk in the yamsuf, ikvei secha. You know, ikvei secha means the footprints. Lo nayda. You can't see the footprints anymore. No footprints. So bayam dakecha. You know, yam dakecha. Oisius Mordechai. That's Mordechai. Bayam dakecha. Huh? Oh, it's not even recording. Look at that.
It's okay.
Huh. Oh, get this out. The whole suit, the whole Indian requirement to go from Megillah to Mishloach Manos to Matanos to Yonah is a big mime with the Kedusha.
They're just drinking.
You come to the drinking, you add the loyada, Nothing's going on over here. Just a bunch of shikers sitting around doing nothing.
Yeah.
la 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 la
Gullus. It's like, oh, the base of Mikdash? Let me go see what Klai Yisrael is doing. Ah, they're just gullus. You know? Yeah. I'm still waiting for the bracha. Like, I'm joking.
When's Bayan Arachit sounds? When are we doing Bayan Arachit?
What?
Bayan Arachit. Sing Bayan Arachit. Very, very geschmack Bayan Arachit.
The
girls of the world, Bayan Arachit.
Like, I grew up, I was like, it was the same as
Shafi.
Like,
it's
like
this
root, but like, it could be best.
That's such a gorgeous song, Bayan Arachit. You know that song, Bayan Arachit? Yeah, that song. I think, does it fit into Lechadoidi? Can we do it on a Friday night, Lechadoidi? I've always could fit anything into it.
Oh, yeah.
Stop being a chitz, Alex. Go ahead. Where's Toby? Go ahead.
Toby's gonna be upset.
Yeah, it's true.
Toby's kind of said certain things that happened in the world were just 2 years ago, Ben Ruffin. One of them not happened.
Because of Ben Ruffin, yes, we have to wait for him now.
And stuff happened 2 years ago, no?
Okay. Mark? Okay. You have Mark?
Mark? What happened this year?
And I have five too.
Small thing.
Go ahead.
I don't know what Rebbe's Torah Lucky Tzai is.
Let's hear.
I have a Torah, so Haman is Tzai, right? Because Esther says, Ish Tzar Va'oyev Haman Hara, right? So that's Rashi Tevos. Ish Tzar Va'oyev Haman is Tzala, right? It's excrement, as we say nicely. And that's also why when his daughter threw the bedpan, right, it hit him, because Min Matamino. We know that things out in the world, they find where they're supposed to go. So what? Why was he Tzai? We're not just making fun of him. We're also doing, you're allowed to mock him, but we're not just making fun of him. Because the big Indian by itself. So you're not allowed to say Krishna. And Haman's Machah was against Klal Yisrael's Tefillah. So he was stopping us from being able to daven. When Haman is around, he can't daven. Not allowed to daven in front of the bathroom, in front of the Tzai. See, what's this so bad about Tzai? Besides the fact that it's coming out from you, is that there's a yichud, it's called Sadi Aleph, 91. And when you take Adnos, Aleph Al Nun Yud, and you take Yud Kevavke, right? You take the way Hashem's name is written, this is the way it's said, and then together it equals 91. And that's a yichud, it's called Say, right? It's a yichud of Sadi Aleph, it's a good yichud.
Oh,
it's
Say.
Yud Kevavke and Aleph Al Nun Yud. So then, when you take that, Amalek has their Yad Al Kis Ka. They're blocking the Ka. So what do they have left? They have a Vav Hela. That's what Amalek has. So they take the Vav Hey and they throw it into the Yichud and they try to mess it up. Let me solve it. Tzadi Aleph plus the Vav Hey that Amalek does, so they make a Tzaya. And that's the whole thing. I mean, Mordechai was Onin as Adasa. Onin is written Chasert Aleph Memnon, which is 91. Meaning, Mordechai's whole Torah, everything he tried to teach Esther was Tzadi Aleph, Havai Adnos, bring it together. That was his whole thing. So what does Haman say? Ha, I'm here. I'm turning your Onin as Adasa into a Tzaya. You can't do anything with it. And then he's trying to stop it. What he missed out is, we also, when we take the Vav Hei, we could still do it. Because when you take Oymen and you put the Vav Hei, you get a Muna. And the only way you could daven without being able to daven is with the Muna. There's a famous story of the brothers, Rav Melchior Lizhensk and Rav Zusha, that they were trapped in a prison one night. You know, someone gave them a hard time. They couldn't daven because they put a bedpan and their pail was in the room. So what they do, they didn't daven, but they had a Muna. Because when we can't daven, we have a Muna. And that's a secret Haman didn't know. So that's why Haman tried to say, ha, but so on, but so on. And we say, yeah, okay, fine. So we can't have a real yichud. We can't have yichud of ayans. We can't see it. But we make a tzaya. And that's why when Achashir says you're out of here, what do they say? Nei Haman chafu. They covered it. Why did they cover it? Ibn Ezra says once upon a time, yeah, that's what they did to people who were
excellent.
Because you cover it because that's halach. If you're trying to dive in and there's something there, what do you need to do? You take a cup. You take something and you block it.
Yeah, nice. That's right. Very good. And that cup which you cover the tzaya with is the cup of yayin which you drink.
Ooh.
Ready for Ben Aruch Etzvir? No, it's not time for you?
It's the light outside.
Oh, okay, fine.
Can't be long.
Okay.
Ben Aruch Etzvir is the darkest time for
you. So deep, Toby, wow. So deep. I said along those lines also. Similar, not exactly, but similar. I don't remember it. I just. It's written down. I sent it to Dovi. Dovi has it. I'm
Arizal.
So maybe I mean that shot Shimon and Shimon Esther.
No good Arizal? Huh?
Shimon Esther. You can't hold on to it.
You
can't?
It's
backwards.
No, it's not
Shimon,
is it?
Of course.
Exactly.
He runs into Tarasa.
That's all we have to be mashed in there.
This is the first night.
First Thursday.
Rabbi, I usually try not to eat matzah the whole year for Pesach. But Rabbi, just...
Sorry.
Do you have a minute? 30 days.
Rabbi,
just...
You don't
want to have me, Rabbi. That was such sadness. You're like, that's not sadness.
Hey, real big numbers and fries right now.
What did you say?
That's okay. Free, play, and free. Eat fresh.
What in the world was that? I don't even know what that was.
That was a commercial break.
From a different time.
Yeah, that was a commercial break.
Rebbe, he's holding right now and then I'll go in right now. He's
holding it. Commercials and then I'll hop
on. That's
what it sounds like.
I have to lean to the right and half of it. Lean both.
Remember, we're all going to choke.
I'm pouring me on choke.
You know what's good for you, you wouldn't give it to
him. He's going to put it in there.
Josh, can you bring me that box, the boom box behind you? Yes.
Rebbe.
The black box.
The black over there.
Rebbe,
the speaker.
That's what my mind is in now, it's in the 80s. Thank you.
Boombox.
That's the one you carry on your shoulder.
I did it.
Want something? Go ahead.
Is it the stick section of the...
So I saw a good Torah. So I know. Which we understand it to mean like literally like start from the end. That's not what it means. What it means is that you read the Megillah at the beginning, knowing the end result, instead of feeling it in the moment it's are, you're not Yotze. But we also know that the Rufu always comes before the Makkah. Before Hashem put the Gzeira, he put the seeds of salvation in there. So which one is it? Is it where did your food come from the market? You can't have both ways. So first of all, where do you see their food come from the market? So we know that most people think that the Gzera was written because Mordechai didn't have that. That's not really true. The reality is that the Gzera occurred because they ate a mitzvah of Hashverosh, right? With plain Mishnah on Yom Kippur and Mordechai told not that they had a straw they did anyway. But at the same Suda, Vashti was summoned down, which was put into the chain of events that Esther would become queen. So that was the refuah that came before the Magen. So how does it work? How do you hold on to this refuah idea? So you believe in the concept of Kodesh Baruch Hu is all things, and is above all time, then reaching to the future to pull back Yeshua is the same thing as reaching into the past. So time has no meaning for Hashem. So the only way to do that, because it's a powerful light, it's an incredible power of light of Rokhris. How do you hold that? You need a kli. The only kli that you have to hold on to that is bitachon. Without bitachon, you don't have the ability to say, I believe that the refu is here before the Makkah. So where do we see that? So you say that by Esav by Yaakov. It's a big showdown. Esav and Yaakov. Esav comes with 400 people. Yaakov wears tefillah, Durham, he splits the camp up, he does everything he needs to do, does the Shabbos.
I think they were going to bring out the third.
Where's my parents? I'm here.
I don't know. I think he's by his fence. So.
That's a bold little flash shaggy that I ever heard. Ruby, have you ever heard a little flash shaggy like that? It's a bold little flash shaggy. Get Noah over here.
I'm just sitting here for a little bit and I'm going to go to Yeshiva Villa.
How are you going to get here?
So the question is, Haman was looking to destroy the Jewish people. It wasn't Hanukkah, like it wasn't Xeris Shema like there was a Hanukkah. So what happened new when it comes to Tyran? Okay, Mishnah is simple, we understand. He wanted to kill the people. So you celebrate with a good meal. But what was the chiddush of by Tyra and by Priscilla and by Tzvil? Any thoughts?
I don't know.
Sorry,
throwing
out a question.
Guys, we're gonna vote. Raise your hand if you want him to tell us.
I didn't hear the question. Wait.
I like a group discussion.
Again, I didn't hear.
Like, who's the most Ayra Bissam before the Sassanid card? Sassanid Gmar Megillah. That,
I'm the
way. Ayra Zu Tyra. Simcha is Mishnah Mesh Simcha. Sasan is Bris Mila, and Yikar is Tefillah.
Yeah, I know.
So what, the question is, what new thing happened with those things? It's unlike Hanukkah. By Hanukkah, there was a Xer Shmad. It was a Xer against the Das, against keeping their, you know, for Shkaidish, Shabbos, different things. But Haman just wanted to kill the Jewish people. So celebrate with the meal that we're alive. That there was a Yeshua, that there was a Tikuma, as Rav Sasson would say. If I say anything wrong, I'll be back.
Yeah, it's the first one.
Okay. So the question is, what happened? So if we look at the Megillah and we think that the storyline goes that the Jews did something bad, so Haman came to make a gezeira and Hashem saved the Jews. Somebody once said, they wanted to kill us, we were saved, we have a meal. That's like a Jewish holiday. If that's the extent, we have to understand a little bit more of a broader context of what happened. So way before the Gezeira of Haman, and way before the Sud of Achashverosh, was the Beis HaMikdash. And before the Beis HaMikdash, there was Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that all started a process. Yetzias Mitzrayim came to Har Sinai, and the Torah was given to the Jewish people in Har Sinai. And they said, Nasa v'nishma. The Jews, we accepted the Torah at Har Sinai. But it wasn't with a full leif. Right, you know that Kafalayim Harkigigis. There was a piece that was by us that wasn't fully accepted by the Jewish people, and that's why the Gemara says Medar Rabba Leraisa, that you tonight us if the person doesn't do something right, okay, because we accepted it by us, and if that's the case, if the person is not fully chayv. And so when Hashem brings tzara, when Hashem brings an ayah, when Hashem brings something against Bnei Yisrael, it's to masakin something that's wrong. We're missing something. We're something needs a tikkun. There's a pagam that needs to be fixed. And the pagam that needs to be fixed was this idea, this fact that we really didn't fully accept the Torah. We really weren't fully on board and serving Hashem. That's why it says in Yirmiyahu, the pasuk says, that we served Hashem b'achbar like him. It was achbar b'achbar. It wasn't panim upon him until that time. What happened by the Sud of Achashverosh? It says that the Shuvia was kadas in Aydis. If a Jew at the Sud of Achashverosh wanted to eat kosher, he was able to eat kosher. And when he ate that kosher food, it was ein Aydis. There was no Aydis. It was completely because he wanted to do it. And so that's where the tikkun started. When you read the Megillah, you have to understand that Hashem is involved right from Vayihi Me'Achashverosh. Not only when we see the Gula, but even from Vayihi Me'Achashverosh is the beginning of the tikkun. Because the Suda itself, where we came to a point of Ein Einus, there's no more Einus. And that's why it's Hadar Kibluah, because the Hadar Kibluah, it's not...
So you're not flipping it on its head.
We're flipping it on its head.
Mamash.
So the Hadar Kabbalah means that now we're at a stage of Panim Epanim, and that's why the whole thing came about, because Hashem wanted to bring, every time there's a challenge and every time there's something that's difficult, Hashem is bringing that. Why? Because he wants us to move forward. It's not like Haman came and we were at negative and then we were saved, we're back to where we were. No, every time there's a challenge and something difficult, whether it's a national or in our personal lives, it's because Hashem is pushing us forward to get to a bigger tikkun. And so here, Hashem is pushing Jewish people forward to get to a place of no more half-hearted big serving of Hashem. It's with a full leg. It's like you have a guy who grows up in a frum community, in a frum home. He's in yeshiva. He starts to think maybe there's something fun outside in the world. And he goes out and he checks out. He does this. He goes here. He goes there. And he starts to do things that may be inappropriate. But at the end, he comes back. And when he comes back, he's a totally different person than what he was originally. Now he's completely with a full leg. With all his leg. Biggest cleanliness of the lady, he's coming back and with all of his heart. And that's what happened in the story of Purim. Hadar Kabbalah was no more Inus. Eight Inus. And that's why.
I just want to add what you're saying.
Right, exactly. Everyone should have a good friend as a Baal Tshuva.
No, I want to add what you're saying. The Pasuk of Cheskel, you were just saying that Acharai, right? They're just saying that they face it they're facing Hashem backhanded, but not front-headed. So I'm just saying right now, why is that? Why is it that the Jews in that time, and take a step further, but even our times, that people, you know, wherever they are in life, face the backhanded? Why not front-headed? It's because, it's because that some people are just afraid to go all the way, the Flea Madrigasa. Some people are just afraid to go all the way to Madre Gusto. And instead, they cop out. They cop out and they just go back at it because they say, listen, Hashem, I want to do it, but like, I like watching Mets, I like watching the Yankees, I like watching this, I like watching that. I like doing all these things. And, you know, I don't want to give up because, like, you know, I'll just, like, because I just feel guilty, you know, but I want to do it, but like, I don't want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Does that make sense, Rabbi?
Sure. Yeah.
We gotta go pun it, like you're saying. We gotta go. Delay. Cool. Thank you. There's nothing wrong.
Just the answer to the original question, that's why.
La 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 la.
la 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 la
Sorry, I drank some.
We'll start that over again. Hey, I love you.
Say the tie from today? Say?
I thought we already...
Huh? You said that one already?
No. I didn't hear it!
We didn't say it. Hope I remember it, because I didn't write it down. I mean, I wrote it down on the computer, but it's not down over here.
Yeah, it's the best Torah.
Kibby, where have you been?
Yeah.
What?
Take care of things. No, I've said Neifel already. There's a fun. Okay, here we go.